Super, super Jack. Yes! Come on, England.
How are we all doing? England are in the quarterfinals of the Euros. I'm slap bang in the middle of London. It was a great night last night, absolutely buzzing that England could get the win. The game, I thought we played really well. I thought Southgate did actually get his line-up right first half. It was a little bit too cagey for me, but I felt like we were mainly the dominant team in the game, and second half definitely upped it, and we looked the better team. We looked slicker on the ball. We looked more of a unit, to be fair, and that's what I've been quite impressed by with us. We look a complete unit. We haven't conceded a goal, which is absolutely fantastic, and bring on our next opposition in the quarterfinals. So I'm absolutely buzzing. Grealish came on, changed the game, exactly what we knew he was going to do, and so happy for Harry Kane to get that goal as well, and hopefully it gives him the confidence moving forward to get some more goals and catapult us into the final, because I do feel like we're the favourites in the quarters now, the favourites in the semi-finals. We should make a major final now if we continue playing like that we're playing as well. So credit to Southgate, he did get it bang on. He does seem like he knows what he's doing at the minute with England. So let's hear what some of the other lads have got to say.
Super, super Jack, yes! Come on, England, we've done it. We've beaten the Germans, international, knockout football, and we've beat them. Normally, we find a way of fucking it up. Not today, not on Southgate's watch, not this tournament. Come on, England. Oh, God, as you can tell, I'm absolutely thrilled, and I think it's time that we start putting some respect on Southgate's name. I said on the last podcast that I was just completely on board with him. I'd resign myself to not seeing my favourite team selection. I'd resign myself not to seeing Grealish, Foden, Mount, Bellingham on the pitch at the same time. And I'm just fully on board with it now. I've put my faith in Southgate and that's it now. Come on, England. I think the players are completely on board with Southgate. They've brought into his plan and his management, and you do not get a performance like that against Germany without the players backing. I just feel he just took a huge, huge gamble today. He put his job on the line with that team selection, with his philosophy, and it paid off. You know, it was a big call to change formation. We've been playing four at the back for the first three. He went to three at the back, well, five at the back. And it paid off for him. It paid off for him big time. So I'm just super chuffed for him. The game itself, first half, very conservative, very defensive. Just weighing up Germany, see what they're all about. They're weighing us up. So it weren't the best of first halves, but here's the plan. Get Super Jack on, just shy of the 17th minute. Super Jack comes on and just lights the game up. He has a hand in the first goal, plays a lovely little weighted ball out to Shaw, who puts the ball in for Raheem Sterling. And he opens the scoring again. I, for one, didn't feel that Raheem deserved his starting space against Croatia. His club form had been terrible. And he's proven me wrong. And fair play to him. He's just growing and growing in confidence. The goals that he's scoring now, that's added confidence. And his all-round game has improved now. He looked the player that we see week in, week out on form for Manchester City. And then Jack and Luke Shaw again combine. This time it's Shaw that feeds Jack, and Jack puts in a delightful ball. Absolutely peach of a ball for Harry Kane. And he opens up his account. So just absolutely buzzing that Kane's up and running now. And Harry Kane just looked a completely different animal when Jack was on the pitch. And it's just huge. Luke Shaw got forward as well in support of Jack. So it just completely changed the game. And yes, I was disappointed like everybody else. Pretty much everybody else in the nation wants to see Jack starting. But Southgate is using to full effect today, and fair play to Jack Grealish. He's maturing. He's acting like an international player. You know, he could have easily sulked and come on that pitch today and just tried to do too much, but he didn't. He held his position, laid weighted balls off perfectly. He was calm, he was composed, and he's just showing his international class and the class of the man. Just to take it on the chin that he's not started, but to come on and help the team, help the squad. Absolutely, absolutely buzzing for him. Two assists. I'm super, super chuffed for our captain. So, redemption for Euro 96. Well played, Gareth. Pickford, I think Pickford's my man of the match. I just want to say a quick word about him. I said on the Croatia fan reaction that I was impressed at how focused he was, and he's got tunnel vision. He's definitely up for it, and he's setting the standards for the whether it's the back four or whether it's the back five. The defence today, colossal, absolutely colossal. So that's it then. It's a little trip to Rome, and then let's bring it home. Come on, England.
Well, there we have it. Gareth Southgate, footballing genius, it's coming home. No, joking apart, I've been very critical of Gareth in this tournament so far, and I've been very worried about us, especially in these latter stages against the better teams. I was worried that he's the way he sets it up, the way he sort of the teams he picks, the formations he picks, that we'd get found out, but we haven't, have we? Yes, the first half today against Germany was, I wouldn't say boring, but it was, you know, it was very attritional, wasn't it? It was very, nobody wanted to make a mistake, and that's what I was worried about. I was worried that's exactly what would trip us up, that we'd be so scared about losing the game that we wouldn't go and win it. And I was a little bit concerned at half time, but given that a lot of the teams have used substitutions massively, you know, using five or six subs, and you know, that at some point the subs were going to be very important, and that's exactly as it turned out. And I was pretty concerned, if I'm honest, that Jack wouldn't get on, but he did. And when he did, the game changed. Surprise, surprise. Put the main man on and things happen. Whatever you think of Jack Grealish, if you're not a Villa fan, I know all the Villa fans think of him, he's a genius. He makes things happen. You know, whether it's because of him or around him, things just happen. He picks the ball up, people are scared of him. His reputation now is growing by the day. All the other teams, you know, when they see him coming off the bench or starting, they're worried, aren't they? And that's exactly what happened when he came on. He affected the game, and that's what Jack Grealish does. He had, I think, 20 touches tonight. And he created one goal, and he was very instrumental in the other, you know. And I've got to say, I'll hold my hands up as well on this. Raheem Sterling had a very good game. He was excellent. Second half, came into his own. Harry Kane scoring, massive for us as well going forward. And things are starting to come together. As I said, I think on the preview show, these tournaments are very much split into two. You have the group stages where ultimately all that matters is getting through. And then you have the knockout sort of phase, which we're into now. And all that matters in these games is winning them and getting through. However you win them, it doesn't matter. You know, look at Switzerland. It doesn't matter how they got through, does it? They're in the next round. France are going home. It doesn't matter how we get through, ultimately. Yes, we'd all want free-flowing, attacking, vibrant football with the players that we've got on show. But we all want to win a tournament, don't we? I've never seen us win a tournament in my lifetime, and I'm desperate for us to do it. The draws opened up massively for us. Ukraine or Sweden in the next round, in my opinion, we're never going to have a better chance of winning a tournament than we have at this Euro 2020. And I think Gareth could probably just about do it for us. My belief's growing, my hope is growing, my desire is growing for us to win this tournament. I think the reaction afterwards showed that he does actually like Jack. He's just still a bit reticent to start him, although I think that might change in the quarterfinal. I do think we could see Jack starting, which would be lovely to see. Kane getting off the mark, like I say, is huge for us. The back five never really looked in danger tonight, apart from the one chance that Muller missed, which was a poor pass, really, rather than them creating anything. It was a poor pass that was nearly led to them scoring, but it didn't. Poor finish from Muller. So the back five looks good. Pickford does seem to be a big game goalkeeper because, you know, for Everton, very regularly he looks a bit flappy, and he doesn't look like an international goalkeeper. But for England, especially, you know, towards the latter stages of the World Cup, he was on fire and he kept us in some games, and he made one or two very, very important saves again tonight. The fullbacks are still worrying me, if I'm honest. I think it possibly could be time to give Reece James a run out. I thought Shaw did okay, did very well for the second goal. The two in the middle did very well, I suppose, as well. Phillips was quiet, didn't do a lot, but he did enough, kept the ball well. I thought Rice played well. Saka started well, but faded a bit in the second half, so that's why Jack came on. So I could possibly see Jack maybe taking Saka's place for the quarter final on Saturday. But overall, absolutely over the moon. Can't ask for any more, you know. Chuffed a bit. It's coming home. Bring on the quarter final. Whoever we play, absolutely buzzing. Come on, England.